Welcome to WGAY, because I wanna radio. I am your host, Septum Piercing, and I am joined by my partner.
Wait, I do think that was very cute and funny, and I wanna give you props for that, but this really set my mind off in a series of questions, which is that, do you have any piercings? I don't know this.
Wait,
are your ears pierced?
What? What do you mean, do I have any piercings? Like, because obviously nothing on my face
is pierced.
Pause. No.
I don't know. Maybe something closed up. You were on the streets. You were hanging out. You were punk rock.
Is the real question whether I have my piercings or my nipples pierced?
I was thinking like, I was like, I could see little baby Brace having an eyebrow piercing.
An eyebrow piercing?
Look, it was the times.
No, it wasn't. Nobody I knew had an eyebrow piercing. An eyebrow piercing?
I mean,
Liz,
you do a lot of stupid shit when you're a kid.
I did not do that.
That was my question.
I have pierced this is not a joke story. I have pierced two guys' nipples. I pierced Ratdick's nipple at the hazmat with a Cox bar pin. His third nipple. Let me rephrase that. I've pierced two guys' third nipples. Pat.
Are third nipples that common?
Yes. I think I actually looked this up like a year ago. Chandler. It's mostly guys that have
interesting.
Them. Yeah. And I think they're actually kind of skin tags, which is a crazy name.
Well, that would make
way
more sense than third nipple.
Yeah. Well, why do guys have nipples in the first place? You might as well have three. The other two ain't doing anything. Anyways, with Ratdick, it was, I'm sure some people who are listening to this were there that night, but we pierced it with a Cox bar pin at the hazmat. And with Pat, I feel bad about this. And I wasn't the instigator, but at the hole, we held Pat down and Huck pierced his nipple with a safety pin. And I think that got pretty badly infected.
That's mean.
Yeah. We like.
How many people?
Like six of us. Yeah, I feel pretty bad about that. He doesn't really, I don't think he talks to any of us anymore.
So I
was 14. I don't know. Everyone did bad stuff to me too. But no, I have no piercings and I would never get a piercing. I do, however, am confused why you haven't noticed the giant gaping holes in my ears from the massive plugs that I had for my 10-year spent as a bike messenger. What's up with that? I remember seeing those motherfucking plugs all those years ago and being like, you look goofy now. You're going to look crazy when you get this taken out.
Well, you know, a lot of people, funny you should mention, a lot of people actually do get like filler and stuff to fix their ears because
of
that, like coming out. Although if it's like a serious, like if you had those like crazy tribal Burning Man ones.
You used to see those guys all the time in San Francisco.
No, you're talking about like a reconstructive surgery, not like just filling that up.
It's a chop, right?
It's really more for like ladies who've been wearing heavy earrings for like 40 years that can kind of like kind of fill that hole up. But pause.
Yeah. Well. Not really. I would pause before filling that hole up, but yeah, I'm sorry. That felt weird to say, too.
Don't say that.
I did.
Ladies and germs.
Welcome to True and On.
I don't know why I just changed my tune.
Why?
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know why.
You don't know? Oh, yeah. I guess it's, well, I was doing the Socratic thing. Hello, ladies and germs. My name is Brace Belden, the czar of Suboxone, the count of crystal methamphetamine, and somebody who just relapsed last night.
That's not true. Liz. We are, of course, joined by producer Young Chomsky. Again, my brain wanted to say Professor Young Chomsky. Psychotic. You're listening to True and On. Hello.
Hello.
We have, in my opinion, which counts for a lot considering y'all are listening to it.
Facts.
Just threw y'all out.
This is a Patreon episode, too.
Yeah. Well,
so you can't even be like, I don't care about your opinion. You do.
I think this is a fun one because this is our first ever, the inaugural tip line episode.
Mm-hmm.
For all of you coming late to the party, we announced the launch of the True and Untip line. Of the phone number is, what's the phone number? Do we have it anywhere?
646-801-1129.
Hit that again.
That's 646-801-1129.
The tip line, by the way, is permanently open now. And so when we first constructed this tip line using this new technology we were given access to because of our position in the media world called Google Phone, there was a few things that we didn't consider. One is that many of you appear to have poor connections or to be calling from places that are perhaps subterranean. Perhaps where you live.
Yes.
Perchance in a sewer. And so many echoes.
Bora Bora.
Exactly. Yeah, and unusable audio and strange yelpings of possible children in the background going hungry and thirsty for breast milk while you yap on the phone to our answering machine.
Or mole people.
I will say, if in the future, maybe call, and if you think that we can't hear you, we probably can't. So get off the top of Mount Tam.
Now, as a counterpoint, I'm going to say this. Where you come with criticism, I'm going to come with praise. And I'm going to say, great job, everyone.
It's a good job. They did a good job.
Blown away by some of the things that people left on the old answering machine, some of which we won't be playing today. But yeah, I think people did a really good job. A lot of people out there with very interesting information. And I do think that after we play some of what we, you know, have here today and answer people's questions and talk a little bit about some of the little gossip that they're spreading around on the old airwaves, we're going to get even better.
So I do want to remind people that this tip line is going to be permanently open for a few different things, really anything, because we can't stop you from leaving whatever basically message you want. But we do get transcriptions before we listen, so I don't know what to tell you. If you're doing a prank thing, I'll be able to see it.
So yeah, I'm not listening to it. So you don't win that. You're not wasting my time. I'm already moving.
I can already see Google does the whole thing for me. Yeah. But anyways,
AI.
We like gossip. We like blind items. There's been a few episode suggestions, some of which were pretty good, but I don't want to encourage people too much. But some of which were pretty good, and there have been a lot of unsubstantiated rumors about famous people and politicians, which is
exactly what I want to hear.
Exactly what.
Not
we
enough
hear.
Weird scientific ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
I do want to encourage people. Someone did leave a message that was like, "You guys are stupid for doing." This is the voice I'm assuming because
I didn't
click it
mm-hmm.
because it annoyed me. Read the transcript, said, "Not listening to your dumb voice, unless you have a nice voice." But whatever, didn't hear it. You guys are going to get crazy people calling in, like from coast to coast, where they're coming up with all their crazy, you know, theories about, you know, geological movements and the star. Please do that.
Please
call it in. I want to hear all your weird theories.
Send it in.
Do you see like weird movements up in the stars? Tell me about it.
If one thing that I think I've said on the show, but not for many years now, is that generally when people come up with a unified theory of everything, Eric Weinstein's a very good example of this. When somebody starts like saying that they have like a unified theory about things, is when they've reached the point of absolute insanity. And we would like to hear from you.
Absolutely.
If you have a unified theory of something.
Yes.
Our most insane.
Because also, what if you solved it?
That's the thing is too, because you might think like, oh, I don't know, these guys will think I'm crazy. Have you considered this? What if you're right and everybody else is wrong?
I love that.
What if?
I love that. Yeah, hit the tip line. I think we should just get into it because there's some pretty good ones here and I want to give us enough time to properly work through some of the things that people are throwing at us. So
our first caller comes from San Francisco, and let's play that bad boy now.
Hey, so I am from San Francisco, and I have a story related to some of the topics that you guys cover. My dad is a product designer, and he has you know, he's gotten relatively successful, and he was active professionally in the early 2000s. And at some point, he was telling me the story about how he had this rich client book a like I don't know if it was, I think it was a first class flight for him immediately to meet with him in New York, and that is how he met Ghislaine Maxwell. And he said that over the course of their conversation, she was basically trying to pitch the fact that computers, which were, of course, skyrocketing popularity, that computer mice lacked sex appeal, and that they she had an idea for how to better market computer mice to men. And she said that what's missing from computers is the sex appeal. So her suggestion was making a computer mouse that was shaped like a breast, a human breast, and that you would press the nipple or move the nipple around in order to control the cursor and click with it. He said he had no idea who she was and what he was doing there, but found out later exactly who she was. All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Love the show.
Wow.
Wow. First of all, I can see the vision with the mouse. Mm-hmm. I've seen Existence. I saw that recently, and I get where Ghislaine was coming from with that, because I do see a mouse and I don't see a woman. Mm. And that, to me, is not a problem, but I understand how to other people.
I feel like at this point, this probably exists. Like, there's absolutely 100% like a Japanese novelty company that actually produced this. Right off the bat, I want to say this, just before we get into the content of the message that was passed on, do not call us high.
Yes.
It's tough.
Listen,
I don't know if that's what happened here.
I don't
here,
know what's going on here.
But also maybe get in the shower, practice a little run through.
Maybe do a bump is what I'm saying. Maybe hit
no,
up a little.
No, just practice a little run through. You know, keep it tight, keep it right.
Absolutely.
That's
but what I do
100.
Is when I do my little run through is I always do a tiny little bump, just a cheeky little bump to, you know, get one rocking. I have nothing to add to that. I just, that is exactly the kind of thing that I want to hear.
Well, I will say this. I do think that Ghislaine was both wrong and right.
Yes.
In that, I mean, are computers sexy? I think you could argue that Apple computers do a better job at that at this time. Were they? Probably not. Two, does she only think about sex? Like, that's a crazy-ass thing to be like, oh, my idea is just everything should be, like sexual-looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that seems to be a reoccurring theme
well,
with
this
woman.
Well, that's very much like an Epstein kind of thing. You know
yeah,
what
that's
mean?
What I'm
like,
saying.
His whole, like, what isn't this about pussy?
But it's like, yeah, it's totally weird to just be, like, looking around and be like, this would be successful if boobs.
Well,
and that would be
that,
successful if boobs.
It's weird to fly a guy out and be like, I have an idea for you. What if we made this mouse a titty?
Yeah. But also, like, how perverse is it to be like, not only is it a titty, you flick the nipple
you
to move it around.
Nipple.
That's
yeah.
fucking crazy.
And I don't
want to
get into the topic
joystick.
Of nipples. I think there's gamer mouses like that.
But that's
sort
what
of
I'm
a
saying.
Round thing with the...
I think she was early. She was too early, which again, that's tough. That's a tough position to be in. I understand that difficulty very much. But she was too early because, obviously, look, we know a lot of people that are personalities of the internet that I shall not name because I don't care to, that I could see owning a certain type of accoutrement.
You're talking
like
about
this.
Live streamers.
I'm talking
yeah,
about
live
streamers. Streamers.
You're talking about live streamers. I'm not sure it would be a human's accoutrement, if you know what I'm talking about. And I do not believe that horses have titties. Our next caller had something to say about a recent viral video that I actually believe Liz has not seen yet.
Y'all, I shouldn't say y'all, but fuck it. The Drake penis video is fake. They're using one of the fake penises. It's not real. It's a fake penis. And I think people need to realize that that's not, it's the perfect Drake publicity story. Look at his big floppy dick hanging there, right? It's fake. It's a fake fucking penis. Everyone should know that, right? Don't buy into that that's the Drake's real penis. No penis looks like that.
So that caller was calling from Kapistan because I'm afraid that that video, I think, is real. Now, Liz, have you seen the recent leaked video of Drake's big floppy penis?
No, I don't. You're going to make fun of me for this, and that's fine. But I don't like looking at like leaked people. Like, I'm not interested in looking at that. I feel like that's like wrong.
I would agree normally, almost in all cases, but I feel like Drake wants this out there.
But regardless, I don't know. But also, just not for me. It's not for me.
It is. So I think in the days after the Drake penis video dropped, I think a lot of people were saying that it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I have watched the video once or twice. And I got to tell you, it's real.
Wait, so... Okay, so there's two levels of fakery, potential fakery.
Yes.
One, the video itself is fake, as in...
It's
not him.
Fabrication.
It's someone else, or... I'm going to throw out AI there. Could be AI.
Mm.
Second level of fake, it is a prosthetic, or what this caller called the... what did he say? Like,
it's... A fake dick. The fake dick.
Yeah, as if there is a certain type.
Well,
I suppose.
There are fake dicks that you can use to pass piss tests.
Yeah,
you, like,
I know, but
to.
I have a friend whose husband did that. And
but
it was a very elaborate scheme.
I gotta say, Sarah sent it to me the other night, and I was prepared to be like, this is bullshit, because Drake is such a, you know, like a, like, it's like, I thought it was going to be like, you know, like, like, I expected to be him, like,
kind of emo,
biting his lower lip and, like putting his dick imprint in, like, you know, whatever, some, like, joggers. But it's just him rocking around with his floppy little, massive penis. And I think what people are, I think what's the uncanny thing about it is that it is... The length of it would imply that it was a rigid member, but the non-rigidity of it, the looseness of it, shows a significant lack of blood within the penis, and so not hard. And so he just has a hugely...
I'm with you. I don't really love that.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Seen it, so.
It's you guys haven't seen this?
No.
We're
I don't want to see
What are we doing? That's crazy.
Why?
You gotta look. It's the news.
No, it's not. It's a nude that was leaked, and it's none of my business.
I gotta tell you, I think, I mean, Drake is his own special sexuality, and I feel like he is basking in this publicity.
I will say, though, just kind of meta commentary, it does feel very vintage to drop a, like, sex tape or a nude leak or whatever. Like, it's very 2010s.
Yeah, yeah.
Or early 2000s, you know, like that. You don't really, that doesn't really happen as much anymore unless it's a hack. Like, you had the big celebrity hack or whatever. That was really awful. The, like, cloud hack
horrible.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Called
the fappening.
Shit like that is, like, really awful. I have no tolerance for any kind of indulging of that stuff. But... it does feel like what you're saying is that it was possibly done for, like, promotional reasons.
Well, that's what the caller is saying.
Right. Yeah. But that feels to me very vintage.
I'm slightly amenable to that theory only because it's Drake and that's, like, sort of part of his, like, thing or whatever.
Yeah.
It is funny because I feel like it used to be where people would, like, and this beyond, like, the hacks and stuff, like, people would, like, post, like, basically what amounts to revenge porn of, like, famous people they'd slept with or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, texts from them. And that feels like it is less, like people are not receptive to that anymore. There was a rapper who just got his butthole leaked, a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And that he had like sent to some lady he was dating. She like posted it on Twitter and be like, fuck this dude or whatever. And it was all people being like, don't do this.
Well, you like there was the Taylor Swift AI thing.
That too.
Where people kind of, rightfully flipped out.
Yeah. I feel like that is like, it's weird because I feel like on some level people are like ready to be like, fuck, whatever, they're famous, like, you know, who gives a fuck? But like also it feels, I think it, like some of that maybe energy that people had that was like more amenable towards it, like back when all the leaks happened and all that shit, is gone from the mainstream parts of society.
Well, it's funny too because I think that line between like who's like crazy big famous versus who's like micro famous versus who's in between has like blurred so much, and that when all this shit gets like sent out on social media, there's a lot of people who could be like, oh my God, imagine if that were me. Because they either see their own following, whatever size it is, as being precarious, and their own kind of social standing in these, like, you know, different kind of hierarchies as being precarious. And if something like that were to leak of them, it's like I think more and more people could put themselves in their shoes versus when that huge leak happened, that cloud leak happened. Yeah. We weren't really at that level yet where almost everyone was, even micro influencers could be. Could have like fandoms that were big enough to kind of have their own like internal like social hierarchies.
I feel
jockeying,
like
jockeying, if that makes sense.
No, it does, and I feel like there's also just there was a sort of like content that like mine that people would mine for a few years, which is just like they would post like screenshots of shit from like dating apps or whatever, or like texts from guys.
Oh, and
I feel like that is now sort of seen as like unseemly, which it is. I mean, we've talked about this on the show before, but like it all feels sort of a piece.
Yeah. It's all kind of part of a larger ecosystem of cancel culture, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's not, people kind of would maybe be like under that umbrella, but not, that's like not really an accurate term for it. I will say I have had I don't know if it's fake, but a picture of Drake sucking a penis on my phone for maybe 6 or 7 years. It looks really real. It looks like Drake, and he's...
You mean someone sent it to you, or it came with the phone?
I'm not going
to
say where I got it. It was like the U2 album. Like, Apple just sort of like put it in my favorite section. But yeah, it really, it's a great... I looking at that, like, back and forth between that and the dick pic leak, or the video... I gotta say, I think that the him sucking a dick is fake, but I think the dick pic thing is real.
Oh my God.
Moving on, our next caller has a little comment about some food on the campaign trail.
What's up, Turanon? Big fan, listening to you guys for a few years. I've got a pretty stupid question. Just want to hear what you guys' thoughts on this are from the restaurant world in New Hampshire. There is a restaurant in Manchester, New Hampshire, that all the presidential candidates come through. They always have little pictures and placards showing that they went there. So we know that Trump went there when he was on campaign. And in around 2015, a new item appeared on the menu called the Trump Tower Burger, which is a bacon cheeseburger with, you know, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle. Then the buns are two grilled cheese sandwiches. And then the cheese in the sandwich is mac and cheese. So it's two grilled mac and cheese sandwiches with a bacon cheeseburger in the middle of it. And it comes with fries. So this is like a 4,000 calorie meal. My question is, do you guys think that he just showed up and ordered that and they put it on the menu after? Or do you think that they put that on the menu to try to bait him into ordering it because they knew he'd order anything that had his name on it? This isn't like a food challenge or anything. You don't get anything for eating the whole thing. It's just there. And I've never seen anybody in my life order it. So I have to imagine that they made it just for him. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. What do you think that's up with that? Do you think he ate that? You think if he were to eat that, he were to die? I guess my only other blind item, very minor thing, I used to work in a movie theater, and I can tell you for a fact that Gene Shaheen, I believe state representative from New Hampshire, always tries to exceed the 2-drink maximum when she goes. All right. Hope you guys enjoy. I'd love to hear your answer. Thanks.
Wow.
So first of all, that is exactly the tone, cadence, accent, and clip of speech that I like to hear in a voice message. Mm. That is perfect. I actually have an answer to his questions. I did a little bit of research on this.
Okay.
First of all, he outs himself as clearly a customer of the Red Arrow Diner because he says he's never seen anyone order this, which...
Or perhaps an employee, maybe.
Oh, perhaps an employee. But I've also never seen anyone order this because I've never been to the Red Arrow Diner. Politicians have... It is like one of those places that politicians stop in, and who knows fucking why. I guess Clinton was the first to do it in 92. But I was sending you guys, I was looking at their menu the other day.
Yeah, I just threw it back in the chat because I'm looking at it right now.
It is a crazy fucking burger.
So I'm going to read off because he did a good job of describing it, but he missed a couple things that I think are very important to while we break down this question. So first of all, it says, are you ready for this? And this is under the subhead in the menu, Big Bites. Trump Tower Burger, a.k.a. Newton Burger. Now, that's an interesting little – I want to pinpoint that, right? A.k.a. Newton Burger. A customer creation. Two grilled cheese sandwiches replace the bun. One of our handcrafted fresh ground beef burgers topped with fried mac and cheese sauce served with fries. Now, in the photo, there's also bacon, like he mentions, and a pickle. $20.75.
That's a fucking good deal. It's also available 24/7, yeah. Which is crazy.
Great for breakfast in the morning. Now, a customer creation.
So this was a creation of a customer. This was apparently, this is on their website. There's a couple articles about it. A customer came in and suggested this. Whether they suggested this be the Trump Tower burger, I don't know. But I will say, in answer to your question, whether this was a challenge for Donald Trump to order it, there is video evidence of Donald Trump not only ordering this, but sitting down in front of this burger.
But not eating?
Not eating.
Interesting.
Because I don't think that Trump is obviously has a dietary system that is beyond our understanding.
He's like, his insides are coated in fish fillet sauce.
Something is going on in there.
He's embalmed in
it. If you x-rayed him, your machine would explode.
Yeah.
Like there's something going on there that is so oily that it would be like Event Horizon or something. You would tear out your eyes.
He's coated in PUFAs.
whatever that is, I don't know. But I feel like if you popped a pimple on him, like on his belly, it wouldn't stop flowing for months. It would be like an oil, like a gushing kind of thing.
I did like, remember when he said, one of my favorite Trumpisms, just side note, is when he was like, I don't exercise because you only have a certain amount of energy that you can exercise. I fucking love that.
It's kind of true.
You know, if you believe that, hit the tip line. I want to hear more about this.
If you have any theories about the body, definitely hit the tip line. We want to hear them. One thing, though, it's like the owner's son that's like introducing Trump in this little video.
Uh-huh.
And he refers to Trump as he was de-virginizing Trump with the—
I don't like that terminology.
With the Trump Tower Burger. And then they repeat the same phraseology on their website. Why they say, Donald Trump, presidential candidate, visits us at the Red Arrow Diner for the first time. We welcome Mr. Trump by de-virginizing him for his first visit.
Again, don't.
The Red Arrow Diner way. Well, I looked that up on local New Hampshire subreddits, and apparently de-virginizing someone in New Hampshire means covering them in oil and frying them. Sorry, that was a rude joke. I don't really know what's going on in New Hampshire. But it's funny because they clearly support – like every presidential candidate goes there, but no one else has their own burger.
But there's no video of him actually eating it.
There's no video of me. You can't eat shit like that. They're making burgers too big.
Well, that's been going on for a while. But this is what I'm going to say because I'm looking at this Trump Tower burger, a.k.a. Newton Burger, which obviously it's made by a customer named Newton. So they just renamed it the Trump Tower Burger for some fucking reason, probably just to put his name on the menu. I do think that his like staff was like, which one can we rename or like have an AKA part of? And they were like, this one. Okay. So now it'll always have Trump on it. They love that. But I don't think his mouth is big enough to eat this.
I don't, and no
so I don't
mouth
think
is.
That he can like open his jaw that wide. And I think that one thing is like, okay, you know he loves fast food.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of the size in terms of like squishiness and flatsiness of a fast food burger. And I'm not talking about like a good like smash burger. I'm talking like straight up American McDonald's,
yeah.
Wendy's, you know the drill, right? Kind of like squishy flatsies.
Yeah.
That's what my man is like constantly throwing
chewy.
Down.
It's a chewy burger, yeah.
These artisanal bespoke burgeries are creating these burgers that are not like meant to be actually like ingested when someone's like, it's just like a totally different approach to burgering. And I feel like Trump would not eat this because he's physically incapable of doing so.
I don't think he would at all, no.
But I do. I could see him having, like, a tiny, like, little flick of a French fry, which he would very daintily, like, drop into the ketchup little cup thing.
You think he would, like, do a double dip like
that?
Yeah,
and he'd put the pinky up.
Yeah.
He would definitely throw a pinky up. And then, I'm going to say it, little tip of the pickle spear. He's going to take it as a little aperitif.
I don't know if you looked at the rest of their menu, but we have to do something about obesity in America. They sell a mug of bacon, 20 slices of our crispy maple-cured bacon for $16.75. Keep the mug for $22.25.
It's kind of a cute little mug.
Or you could get a cup of bacon. It's just like everything is like 7,000 calories. Yeah. It's that sounded really whack
bar.
Of me to complain about, but it is a little, it is, because like, I don't know, there's the Adam Sandler burger too, which is topped with lettuce, tomato, raw onion, and mayo, which is just a hamburger.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a very, very American. They've got Guy Fieri on the cover of their menu. Mm-hmm. It's all very, you know, there's a lot of places like this.
I have some news about, well, I've actually already told my Guy Fieri gossip on the Max Weight episodes, that he's a great boss.
That's nice.
But yeah, I feel like my thing is with, I mean, and everyone talks about this every presidential cycle. They don't eat. The only people that eat the food in these places is Chris Christie because he like doesn't know any better. Like it's like Obama was eating like a hot dog or something, but like they're not eating like the slop surprise. They're not eating the whole bowl of chili. You know?
Well, you can't because the risk is that you're getting stuff on your shirt. You can't be seen as a messy eater.
You can't be doing that.
So it's like it has to be very controlled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why all pictures taken before any bite.
That is true. Yeah. Well, you never want to get a picture of you taken mid-bite anytime, anywhere, ever. Except for me because obviously the way I eat hot dogs is weird and so people like to take pictures of it and I kind of let them do that. Same thing with chicken wings. But beyond that,
how are
like
you eating chicken wings?
You know I'm eating them, Drake style.
What?
So our next question, our next caller, rather, is from Greenville. I don't know if they're from Greenville, South Carolina, but let's just play the message.
Okay, so there is a country club in Greenville, South Carolina, called Thornwood, and there's only one guy who covered this. But in the area, but it involves kids from the local high schools and local cheerleading training chain, and also they call themselves, it's a cult thing, they call themselves the Apostles. Apparently the Secret Service and Department of Homeland Security got involved, I think it was, and then nothing ever came of it. So, really fucking weird.
Okay, there were like three messages about this. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. And I gotta say, we gotta correct the record a little bit. There's a few things that caller got wrong.
Well, it's very confusing, but a very interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
This takes place in a town called Greenville in South Carolina, which seems to be a very weird place.
Yeah, and it's sort of like there's a couple different things happening here, one of which revolves around a country club called Thornblade.
Yeah, Thornblade.
Which is such – it sounds like – I don't know, like a fucking Hulu series name for a country club.
Yeah, and you know, the logo has this like red rose it's very Ryan Murphy.
And I want to make a mention too of the guy that he mentions that covers it is like the main like,
Fitz News.
But the guy, like the actual dude behind Fitz News, is a guy named Will Folks, who is kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's like a real, like, I love a local TMZ-style reporter.
Well, yes, absolutely. But he was the one who accused Nikki Haley of having an affair, like, 12 years ago, and which has resurfaced.
Yeah, and I think that his site was one of the first on the Alex Murdaugh case.
I think which, so, too,
and
yeah.
And he was, like, was really following it and being like, this is really fucking weird. And then, obviously, everyone knows that took the nation.
It did.
And a lot of
innocent,
housewives.
Liz says.
By a storm.
Liz says he is innocent. I disagree. No. But she just goes crazy about him. The picture on here is a little much.
Okay, so Thornblade. So we both looked into this. Right off the bat, this area where that country club is, as you could imagine, because it's a country club, is quite wealthy. Very wealthy.
Yeah.
But it seems like back in 2020, there were a couple different scandals that hit that may or may not be related. We don't know. But that our intrepid little caller, our little gumshoe out there, is kind of maybe conflating.
Yeah.
So we got to, like, break them apart a little bit.
I don't know if you remember, but, Liz, we actually looked into this, like, three years ago.
I think that seems right.
And it basically, like, almost all of it's from Fitz News.
Yeah, Fitz News. Fitz News.
And so I would just, for whatever, I mean, there's only so much information out there. But it is, and, you know, we've done a lot of reading of local Reddits and Facebooks posts in the days kind of before we were to talk about this. From what I can understand is that there are very horny older people at this country club who got involved with some teenagers from the local high school.
Yeah, okay. So I think there's three levels to this.
Yeah.
One, there's this sort of like money scandal.
Yes.
That is part of the country club. So one of their – there's a couple like rumors about this part, which is important to mention. One of their employees – possibly, maybe, allegedly, charged a member's Amex for $110,000.
Not a crime. Victimless.
Now, this was a big deal because obviously the member went to the club and was like, what's going on here? And so the club was like, fuck, now we need to contact the local sheriff's office to look into this and getting the member's money back. But they didn't want to do that because maybe someone within the club allegedly, possibly, according to multiple rumors, was actually embezzling close to $600,000, $700,000.
Yes. This is a classic case of while you're at the club, I'm at the bank.
Yes. But the problem was is that – so initially they like basically looked into their books and they're like, that's crazy. There's all these discrepancies with our books. Maybe our members will cover the losses.
Okay.
And so they asked the members of the country club, hey, can you give us like $3,000? And the members were like, what the fuck are you talking about? So then the local sheriffs were like, wait, this is weird. And they called Secret Service because Secret Service handles like financial
money
crimes.
Money stuff, yeah.
So that's where the Secret Service get involved. Okay, so there's that level. Now, the second level is that there were rumors possibly related to the person who was maybe charging the Amex $110,000 or more or less, I don't know, allegedly, of a kind of True Detective / Eyes Wide Shut style members-only sex club. That's different from the third scandal that I'm going to mention, okay? So I'm on the second level now. This is where that – I think our caller called it the Apostles. There were rumors they were called the Disciples.
So sick.
Very weird.
Got to be 12, right? Ugh. With one Christ-like tragic figure heading them?
Yeah. There was allegedly, according to rumor, a group of men who called themselves the Disciples, and they would have these like freaky sex party stuff at people's houses, one of which was on the grounds of the country club, because you know how country clubs have houses that you can buy. You retire, you live at a country club, whatever. And they would do like freaky sex style stuff with underage, but we'll get to, maybe technically not underage because of, you gotta love it, the South consent laws.
Which you knew, like, right off the bat.
Okay. But they would charge members, allegedly, maybe like $10,000 to participate.
Okay.
Jesus. And at one point, one of the members tried to get out, allegedly, and they were like, no, buddy, we got you on tape. Classic move. They sent that tape to the spouse, and the spouse leaked that they were being blackmailed, and that's when some of this stuff dropped.
Oh.
This is maybe one of the rumors of how this. Now, the more solid one is the third level, which is the one that you're talking about, which is a possible, apparently, prostitution ring maybe being run by members of this country club. That's different than the second level.
Than the disciples.
Than the disciples, okay? So this one was, this is going to be a little twist for you, a local yoga mom.
Interesting. Kundalini.
Who was possibly, the rumor is, that she slept with someone from one of the high schools, possibly on a baseball team or a sports team, and word got out that she had a great time amongst her friends, and she started basically pimping out other members of said team to her housewife friends at the country club.
So— hold on. There's a rumor of both a male-centric disciples sex party pimping out high school girls thing.
Yes.
And a yoga mom pimping out high school boys sex thing.
But also then the rumor is that the boys' ring was doing so well that she also got some girls involved as well.
Oh, my God.
So, but this is all rumors.
Yeah, this is like, this is...
Are you from Greenville?
Calumny? Whatever that word is.
There's a couple rumors of how this all went down. One of them is that one of the moms that were maybe involved, the son found a video on his friend's phone. Mm. People say, including Fitz News, but also other people that have been commenting and kind of trying to piece together what was going on the old interwebs, that this local yoga mom was interviewed by DHS for like 3 hours. But I think the thing is that there was no evidence that any kind of payment was happening.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's why any kind of investigation fell apart. I also think there's a lot of money involved. People don't want this getting out.
And just small town rumors, too.
Small town rumors. But also, again, the age of consent law in South Carolina is 16.
She had her eyes closed when she said that.
Stop.
I also think it's really low in New York for some reason.
I don't know. But so I think a lot of these kids were technically, you know, above age of consent. And so there's really not that much to do. But it is – so this all broke on Fitz News because, like, the local business owner, like, it came out that he was getting divorced. And he said, oh, you know, it came to light that my wife had affairs with multiple partners. And then everyone started to kind of piece this together.
So, I mean, again, a lot of this is – well, almost all of it is rumor. But there's also – we should add – something more, much more substantial in the fact that there's a dead body involved, which I believe was also mentioned. I don't think that part was, but there was mentioned a cheer scandal in that call, I think, and a cheerleading like school nearby had its owner commit suicide in his car, basically like the same day he was going to meet with an attorney after he'd been accused of sexual impropriety with several young girls who had been like members, or girls and boys, I believe, that had been members of the cheer school.
Yeah, that is a man named Scott Foster, not the NBA ref, but yeah, he shot himself in the head. He owned and operated this gym called Rockstar Cheer and Dance, Inc., which is a privately owned cheerleading gym. And it came out that all of these kind of past and current athletes within the gym were accusing him of really, really heinous crimes and abuse. And all of this sort of dropped at the same time, and it was during COVID, so I think a lot of stuff got conflated. But I think we should actually do an episode on the Rockstar cheer scandal because there's a bigger story there about the way that cheerleading is run in the U.S. Because it's not actually regulated as – it's not run under the NCAA. It's not regulated as a sport. And it's actually owned by one private company. And Matt Stoller has actually done reporting on this because it's like, you know, he does this like monopoly angle. And there's some pretty crazy stuff there on how they kind of run and operate business. But there's so many stories, including very recently, of course, the woman who's featured as the like big coach in Netflix Cheer was just – like accused of, I can't remember if it was her like hiding abuse or being abusive. Yeah. But then her son was arrested on child porn charges. There was the kid who was in the first season of Cheer who was arrested and thrown in jail for producing child porn. Jeez. And there's like, I mean, I was looking on, I can't remember the name of the company now. I'm forgetting. I can't remember if it's like Victory or Variety or something like that. I should have it in front of me. But they have a running list of like coaches that are basically currently under internal investigation. And if you look at some of these, you know, some of the people that post gossip or on different kind of forums and subreddits and even on Twitter and different social media, like the abuse that's running like rampant in this cheerleading industry is pretty crazy. I mean, it feels very similar to what was going on with American gymnastics, where it feels like systematic. It feels like cover up systematic, and pretty scary. The kind of other angle of this. Sorry, I'll stop in a second. But I find it very fascinating. Is that like these girls and boys who kind of go into trying to kind of do cheerleading at a competitive level after high school, like, there isn't really anywhere to go after that because there's no –
well,
it's not really a
– if you get into the – like, this is the one thing I know about it is that, like, cheerleaders in the NFL make, like, $100 a game.
Oh, yeah. That like, stuff is, like, it's really
– well, that's, like, the top level of, like, professional or whatever cheering. I'm sure that there's, like, competition stuff that is top level or whatever. But, like, that's the highest job of cheerleading you can have and you're getting paid – probably less than, like, you know, fucking, you know, whoever's running and getting pens for the coach.
Yeah, yeah. I think NBA cheerleaders make, like, $15 an hour, actually.
So
and,
insane.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. But for, like, competitive cheerleading, there isn't, like, I think they are trying to get it into the Olympics, which is kind of a, I think, self-serving.
America's going to dominate.
Yeah, a little self-serving for that company, which maybe we'll talk about in the episode. But so a lot of the girls are driven into also influencer stuff, which has its own economy there. I don't know. It's a very fascinating little slice of industry that seems to be have a lot of angles that I think that we could kind of explore. So look out for that. But are you from Greenville? Hit the tip line because your town sounds fucking weird.
Our next one is a classic type of phone call.
Hey, guys. I've got a very unsubstantiated rumor about Donald Rumsfeld. I went to college in D.C., and he gave scholarships to young guys, this is probably like 2011, 2012, to come live in his pool house and collect his memoirs and papers and organize them. He probably had like 2 to 4 guys living in his backyard at the time. Okay. Bye-bye.
I mean, I'm going to hit you with the pause there, Donald Rumsfeld. 2 to 3 guys. That's a classic. I got to tell you this. I have no idea whether this is true. I looked up as much as I could to find if Donald Rumsfeld had any rumors of hanky-panky perhaps tapping some toes in the motherfucking airport bathroom. I didn't find anything there, but who knows? Maybe it's offline. A classic kind of like, perhaps I'll get my jollies off with some strapping young lads, is when you're like working on your memoirs. You have the boys come over. You're like, look through these boxes. Mm. Maybe give me a kiss.
I think he's gay.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say he's gay.
I mean,
none
of my business,
gay.
But
yeah.
I was thinking about it after, like, just searching my mind grapes, and I was thinking, like, I think he was kind of cunty.
Interesting.
Like, as a performer, like, remember, like, no knowns, like, is yeah. so, that is so.
That seems like something, like, James Charles would say or something.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Being like, known knowns, known unknowns, unknown. I'm just like,
yeah.
Even the whole system feels very, like, honey.
Like, L.A. gay.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
And I was just thinking about, like, his, like, the way he would kind of take press conferences. Like, he's, there's something, a little theatrical element to him.
Well, of course, the leaked sex tape with him and three dudes was what changed my mind.
You joke, but I'm being serious.
Yeah, I can see, listen, I'm ready for it. Because here's the thing that we do here on True and On, we open our motherfucking minds.
Mm.
And I want you to open, this is sort of a related phone call. We want, kind of wanted to pair with this. And, well, let's just play it.
Bradley Cooper gay.
Well, so
oh
listen.
My God. First of all, are you okay? Please, if you are being held against your will.
That's all you can say. Bradley Cooper gay.
Like, but also like, why is that Bradley Cooper gay?
Bradley
I don't know.
Cooper
maybe they're
gay.
Trying to like modulate their voice. You didn't do a good job.
Bradley Cooper gay. Now, I don't know if Bradley Cooper gay. In looking at pictures of him, which I did last night to try to figure it out, I could see it, absolutely. But really, it's I was thinking more, I was like, well, I guess my general approach to this has always been like, well, you could just be a gay actor.
Well, we were talking about this.
Yeah.
And both of us said that. And then we kind of like paused, no pun intended, and we're like, oh, wait, actually you can't. Like, because it seems like in this day and age, you should totally be able to just be gay. Be gay. Be gay. That's great. Be gay. And yet, which leading men of like Hollywood heartthrob,
yes,
megastar status are openly gay? None. Zero. Zilch.
I was trying to think of the most famous gay. We were all trying to think of the most famous gay leading man, and nobody
I'll
like.
Come up with Ricky,
and I'm
Ricky
not
Martin.
Talking about gay actors. There's plenty of gay actors.
Yes,
acting
I'm,
is
so we're
gay.
Talking Bradley Cooper level, Oscar
yes,
level.
Bradley Cooper. Like I am, my I'm in the
like,
notebook
I can
or whatever.
Carry a Marvel movie and
yes,
I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah. The most famous gay actor I can think of is Ian McKellen. Hmm. But he's
but that's
not like
different because he's artistic.
He's British, right?
Why did I just say that all? I was going to say artiste, but then it went very weird.
But I realized you can't like. I mean, you haven't yet. Like that is kind of like why you would need a beard because if you're like a heartthrob leading man, you need that desirability or whatever that you know you, comes from taking your shirt off. And I've never seen The Notebook. Come and taking your shirt off in like a movie. And having like women sort of lust after you, which is interesting because I do feel like shipping like gay sort of fantasy about two two male actors is very popular. But
yes.
I feel like that for that
but
to,
also niche, but yeah,
niche, but like. But popular amongst people who like really, yes, a subset of people who like really lust.
But like
after
that's
actors.
Not going to be driving people's butts in the movie
no,
theater.
No, but because they don't want that in real life.
Right.
It's like a fantasy.
Sure.
So yeah, I think that like I was like, well, why would he be in the closet? But it's, I think he would have to be in the closet.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
It is.
It's crazy. It makes me feel like kind of dumb when I walk through the logic out loud because I'm just like, oh yeah, totally. You really can't be gay. And then I'm like. Damn,
is
you Taylor's, can't be gay.
And then it's like, is Taylor?
Well, I don't really. This goes along with my. I'm going to put Donnie Rums in a different category because that's fucking Donald Rumsfeld.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't love also speculating on people's sexuality publicly. I will say.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as like, I don't love it as a like.
Well, I don't think that I don't know if that people really like I don't like the Taylor Swift thing seems to be just like a weird fandom like,
yeah, I
obsession.
Think, no. Yeah, I'm just saying like in general, like that. I'm not here to like say whether or not I think that Bradley Cooper is gay, and I don't even want to like say, but I do think that it's good fodder for understanding that you can't be gay.
You can't be gay. You can't. Well, that's why I wanted to include it.
As a man.
That was a revelation to me. Yeah. You can't be a gay leading man.
Yeah.
Our next one is a caller who spent some time in the desert.
Hi, Trinon. Big fan. Got a weird little thing going on that I saw in California, actually, on a road trip over the summer. I was driving through the Mojave Desert, and I see this crazy-looking sculpture garden just smack in the middle of the desert. So I had to pull over and check it out. And I go through the case, and there's this giant sign that says, no communists. And I go in, and it's this, like, anti-Chinese Communist Party sculpture garden just in the middle of the Mojave Desert. I looked it up later. It's called the Liberty Sculpture Park. Really weird. Just really bizarre. There wasn't a single other soul in the park. There are like security cameras everywhere. One of the sculptures was, it was like this giant, like, guy's head. And like, it said like, it was like woke corona mind virus or something. And it was like, they had two versions of it there because apparently one of them had gotten burned down after they tried to build it in San Francisco. I guess they didn't like it too much over there. Just really weird, super weird thing. Anyway, that's it. Love the show. Peace.
So I've actually had people send me stuff from Liberty Sculpture Park before. It is in the Mojave, so I've never been there because I don't really have a desire to go to the Mojave. I believe that's a picture of Xi Jinping, or a sculpture of Xi Jinping with the coronavirus, with the little things coming out of it as his head. A lot of the, according to Atlas Obscura, because I looked this up, a lot of the sculptures were done by this guy, Chen Wei Ming. Now, Chen Wei Ming is, it doesn't mention this in the article, but Chen Wei Ming is a sort of interesting guy because he's like one of these, maybe a couple screws loose style dissidents of which we've covered on this show before. Thankfully, he's not rapping, but he did do something a little odd, which was go to Syria in 2011 and refer to himself as Muhammad Chen, driving around parts, and this is quoting from the UN Refugee Agency, driving around parts of Aleppo with the FSA, in one of the videos chanting Allahu Akbar and explaining that the Chinese people and Syrian people are both fighting for freedom while criticizing the Chinese government for supporting Bashar al-Assad's government. Other videos and photos show him criticizing the Chinese government and spending time with men and children who were displaced by the fighting in Syria. And, you know, he's like, wearing a statue of the American flag T-shirt, and I guess he was a brief and minor participant in the Syrian civil war in 2012, and kind of came back and became this crazy sculptor. Voice of America has several articles sort of extolling his talents.
That's so funny. These sculptures are crazy.
I know. They're really – it does actually look like a really fucking sick place to visit.
It does. If you live in the Mojave Desert, you should go hang out there and also probably move because that seems a little crazy.
The coronavirus, the CCP virus too. Yeah, he also claims – so I was reading this. He also claims – and there were some multiple news articles about this – that he had created the statue prior but that agents of the Chinese government – had sabotaged the statue and were, in fact, I believe this is from a Voice of America article, and I'm just remembering, I'm not reading it out right now, that the Chinese government was coming after him for trying to frame him for tax fraud in the U.S., which, like, looking at the Mojave sculpture thing, I'm like, I believe this guy isn't totally up on his taxes. Our next caller comes to us from a haze of marijuana smoke in the South Bay of California.
Hi. Okay. This is a blind item that I actually sent to Des Moines like 2 years ago, but it got deleted straight up within an hour because the person that I spoke about's team reached out to Des Moines and told them to take it down or if they threatened to like sue or something. I don't know. But basically, I'm from the Bay Area, the South Bay Area, and I used to work at a dispensary in the South Bay Area. And at the time, we were like the only dispensary within, like there was none on the peninsula. If it was just San Francisco and then San Jose, that was it. There was no Redwood City or anything like that. Now I think there is. But basically, people who lived in like Mountain View and all that would come to our store. And one day, I remember it was me and my coworkers, and we were all near the front. And two of my coworkers were checking people in. And I was hawking some fucking product. I don't even remember. But I remember this guy walks in, and he's wearing like the traditional tech outfit. I mean, it was like an Arc'teryx jacket and like fucking workout pants, you know. And it was a smaller framed guy. Well, not like framed, but like height wise, he was smaller. But he walks in, gets checked in, and my coworker looks at it and says, "Oh, like welcome in," and then says Mark, and then says it's basically like, sorry, I did a really shitty job of doing this, but basically it was like, "Oh, welcome in, Mark Zuckerberg." And we were like losing our shit, but we didn't say anything because he was kind of like fidgety. He's like socially awkward, and we didn't want to provoke him. He's kind of like a lemur. But basically, he went around the corner to go get help. And all of us, there's like six of us, we all peer around the corner like the fucking Brady Bunch where our heads are stacked and we're staring at him. And he's getting helped by a few people because he's getting a lot of stuff. And like three guys. And then basically, what happened was he got three like grocery bags filled with like dabs. And like not rigs or anything like that, like no like glass pieces. It was like the little containers. And for people who don't know what that is, it's like the size of a quarter. It's definitely smaller than a ring box. But imagine a like three grocery bags filled to the brim with little like red. Part two, which is barely anything, but I'm embarrassed it took that long. Basically, he got three grocery bags filled with containers that are smaller than, like, ring boxes, traditional ring boxes, with, like, resin. So that basically means this man is taking straight dabs to the fucking gullet, which checks out. And he had to, basically had so much shit he needed help carrying it to the back of his car. And I don't know why, like, I said that to Dumois. It got accepted. And then, like, 3 days later, or, like, not even a day later, Damon DM'd me and was like, "Hey, we have to delete it because they threatened legal action." And I was like, over this? Who gives a shit? Obviously, the guy's high. Anyways, love the pod. Peace and love. Stay safe. Bye.
Okay. I have a lot of initial reactions.
Mm-hmm.
One, I feel like six employees at a dispensary is six too many.
Six too many. I feel like that could be done by a robot.
That's a lot of people working at a dispensary, mm-hmm. which I guess is kind of more of like a hang job than anything.
I've only been in one once.
Yeah. Second reaction. What kind of legal action did Zuckerberg's team threaten Dumois with? Because how, like, with what?
Could have been just a cease and desist.
Just a classic cease and desist?
C&D, yeah.
But cease and desist what?
Listen, you're implying that my client is smoking too good of flower. And I want to assure you that my client, Mr. Zuckerberg, smokes mids. And is not that high when he's eating a 90% fat piece of steak on his Hawaiian farm.
Oh, don't fucking get me started on the steaks.
What the fuck is up with those steaks, dude?
No, he's such a – he, like, is, like, feeding his cows.
Macadamia nuts.
Macadamia nuts, which is literally, like, filler. Like, he
– what do you mean?
That's filler for feed.
Like, the stuff that filler is made
of? Like, he literally, like – he had a plot – where he had these cows in Hawaii. He's doing his fucking Wagyu shit. And he is plumping these guys up with macadamia nut.
He's a feeder.
And he literally, like, tore out grass to plant macadamia trees to feed his cows, like, worse food. Like, feed them grass. And he said, he's like, oh, I got this consultant. It's like, my man, you got fucking scammed and you're being an asshole about it on fucking Instagram. Like, you don't know fucking anything about farming. I'll say it. Mark Zuckerberg knows nothing about farming. Or beef.
I've eaten some steaks in my life. I've eaten steaks of all quality and quantity. I've never seen a steak that looked like that. It's
bad for, you saw how it was. Fat. Like, the fat wasn't properly, like, integrated into the meat because he is, like, fucking filling them with this shit that they can't digest. It's, like, really bad for the cows. It's just, like, not a way
to farm. It looked like the whole body was foie gras.
Yeah, it's just, like, and he's being a snob about it.
But here's the thing.
Which is my favorite rich person thing. It's, like, being a snob about being fucking wrong.
But we didn't consider this. Maybe he's so fucking high. First of all, the weed is too damn strong.
So this was... Didn't you say this was like years ago?
Yes. And it's been too strong for years. I remember the last time that I smoked weed, it was given to me by Vinny. I'm not going to say his last name because I feel like that would be weird. But I've mentioned it on this show before. Vinny gave it to me, weed, and it made me have a fucking freak out in the fucking little thing of our apartment building, the TL. I flipped out. I was hearing like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, I can't be smoking this shit. People are driving while smoking, flying.
Well, so, okay, questions. I have questions, and I want to hear what you guys think, which is, one, do you think all of this weed was for him?
Yes. Yes, I do. Him and his wife, Chan.
Just, like, stocking up?
Priscilla.
Or do you think he was having a party? Do you have parties with that kind of shit? I don't understand. Before we started recording, Young Chomsky had to explain to me, like, what this was, because I didn't know, because it's, like, super concentrated.
You smoke weed.
I smoke.
I wish I had a fucking spotlight shining your motherfucking eyes right now.
I vape.
Are you smoked up now?
No.
Do you come to work high?
No. Well, not this work.
When was the last time you came here high?
Previous works I did.
It was like years ago when we first started, this and then you realized that's not a good idea.
I forgot. That's true. You had to stop smoking weed.
This work
recording.
Requires me to be sharp. Like programming applications that could show up high.
So it's like kind of intense and... Like crazy?
Well, the car. So here's something that I think that you might not have picked up on. She mentions that he's not buying the, because these are for dab pens, I assume, which are like little.
That's the oil.
It's like a jewel for weed.
Yeah.
And he wasn't buying the pens. He was only buying refill cartridges.
Yeah.
So he has the pens.
Or pen. What do you think?
What his apparatus is?
You're the drug addict here.
Is there like a big rig?
That technology has... When I was coming up as a lad, we used to have these... It looked like a pencil sharpener. It was a wooden box with a heating element. You had to plug it into the wall, and you'd wait for it to heat up.
Yeah, I remember
seeing
those people's
houses. And then they advance, and now it's all USB, which...
USB?
Yeah, USB.
I mean, that's what his thing is.
That's so, like... passionless.
It is funny.
It is.
That's really fucking lame.
We used to, I remember the Annihilation Time House, they would always do knife hits, and we'd always have to stand over the stove, and I didn't like weed ever in my life, but I would do it because I thought it was a novel way to do drugs. Remember we also smoked it out of a hash, we smoked hash out of a light bulb at Skinhead Robin's house, and I smoked a weird thing that was a stick of like weed wrapped, and you had to just like hold it near your face and like inhale it from there.
I feel like plugging drugs into your computer is like makes it like pretty lame.
Yeah.
Like
that takes some
it's not a lot of sex appeal there.
No. I mean
it was shaped like a breast.
It was shaped I was about to say.
No, but I mean seriously, it's like very I guess you can kind of try to take it in a cyberpunk thing.
It's Mark.
But even that is feeling less and less.
Same with
sexy
cigarettes. I mean, e-cigs made smoking not cool, which one would be impossible. It's that would make a man brain explode anytime.
Okay, wait, but back to Mark. So you guys think? I think that is that like a weed activity that you would enjoy with a bunch of people? Or is it really like a crazy person's like, I'm just hitting that, this pen all the time?
I think people like Mark Zuckerberg, I could see him hosting and be like, come over and enjoy some cannabis, my fine selection. And he's got different varietals.
Or now here, okay, twist. What about this? What if he's like a crazy like pantry hoarder person? I'm thinking the people who have their basement rigs or their garage rigs where they've got like, you know, if the apocalypse comes, I've got a bunch of, you know, things of Skippy and don't worry about it. And I like kind of obsessively buy all of these things and arrange them and post Instagram stories about them.
That tracks. You know, he's
it
got
it could
that.
Be that.
Bunker mode.
Yeah, it maybe he was going bunker mode on it. And he was like, if I need to like, when shit hits the fan and I'm in my crazy ass half sea, half space bunker that I built in New Zealand, off the coast of New Zealand, I've got
these
three
grocery
bags filled of this insane weed stuff for pens.
But my question is like, don't you have a guy? He doesn't have a little guy to do this for him? It feels like such a like three grocery, like no matter if they're for a party or not, you don't want to be seen walking out of the motherfucking the flower shop with three grocery bags full of dab cartridges.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, and I've said this story on the podcast before, but I'm going to repeat it very quickly. A long time ago, Dan Rincon and our friend Neil bought a brick of what they believed was hash from a man they described as an adventurer who came into the pizza store they worked at called R&L's Pizza on 16th and Valencia. They bought it for like $100, and it sat on the fucking table of Dan Rincon's apartment in San Francisco, and they smoked it for a number of months. After realizing that it was a bar of soap stamped with an AK-47 the guy said he had bought from like Afghan villagers on one of his travels. And they justified this to me by saying that it was because the guy was kind of dressed like Indiana Jones and was old.
That's cool.
And it did look, and they continued smoking it after it had been completely acknowledged that this was some kind of just soap that they had purchased.
See, I find this very charming.
Yes.
This is the sort of like charming drug story that you can't get anymore because of the internet.
My friend bought cat shit thinking it was black tar heroin in 2012.
Cat shit.
That's sad.
Now, our final caller of the day has a news story that's pretty near and dear to Liz's heart.
Hi, Liz and Brace. I love you guys. And I really wanted Brace to know that in Atkinson, New Hampshire, they're opening up an adult baby diaper spa. And I think you should maybe come out maybe for President's Day weekend sometime in the summer, you know, check out their services or just watch the freaks in the area. Again, Atkinson, New Hampshire, an adult baby diaper spa. Cheers.
I'm going to say right off the bat, real quick. Hope you're listening. I love the way you leaned into that adult baby diaper spot
that
at the end.
She had really,
you really,
she was really
like,
good.
Gave it your all, and I really appreciate it. This did make some national news.
Oh yeah,
we should say, but this is true.
There is a diaper spa that up until yesterday,
adult baby. Diaper spa.
I don't think that they make diaper spas for babies.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
But there's an adult baby diaper lover diaper spa that was slated to open. And unfortunately yesterday, well, we'll get to that in a second. Mm. But I want to make this abundantly clear. I have no desire to wear a diaper. I hated being a baby when I was a baby. I was aware I was a baby, and I couldn't wait to be a man to make my mark on this motherfucking world. I have no desire to be a baby. I have no desire to be an adult baby diaper lover. I am just fascinated by freaks.
Okay. The lady doth protest a little too much.
I'm not a lady or a baby. I'm a guy.
That you feel the need to say this.
I'm a man.
I think is telling a little bit more than you'd like it to.
This is being mean to me.
So, okay. This place was supposed to be called the Diaper Spa.
Yes.
Which I have so many questions.
They're saying it. They're calling it as it is.
I feel like calling it a spa is very weird.
Yes, this but is not there, a spa. There are weird pictures of massage tables in there.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of, let's say, evidence of what this business was maybe initially advertising has been taken down.
Yes, they have dramatically changed the content of their website.
However, thanks to our old friends, the Wayback Machine, evidence remains.
Originally, it said, "We are the original one and only physician-owned diaper spa in the world, and Dr. Murphy's knowledge, background, and experience all collectively inform her to allow for a fully immersive experience with all the benefits of exclusive experiential services such as hypnoregression, DBT, CBT, yoga, and massage."
Yeah, there's the diaper spa. It's an exceptional one-to-one diaper salon, age play spa, and diaper B&B for the very most discerning diaper lovers looking for the ultimate nurturing and care to safely transport them to a place and time of pampering and unparalleled indulgence.
See, I'm an undiscerning diaper lover. I'll shit anywhere.
We are the original one and only physician-owned diaper spa in the world. Da-da-da-da-da. I don't know what to do with this information.
I saw this in the Adult Baby Diaper Lover Reddit, though I couldn't find this on the website because some of the pages didn't get archived, that an adult baby diaper lover was saying that they charge 50. I think they have different like slang for if you pee-pee in your diaper versus go number two potty in your diaper, and which I think they say like, I can't remember, it's like they say make a mess or something for number two. And they're like, it's $50. Like, you can, like the changing of the pee is included with the package, but there's like a concierge who changes your diaper if you poo-poo.
But it's just this woman, Dr. Murphy. So, okay, this woman, this is how this story came out. This woman opened up this thing she called the diaper spa.
Oh, yeah.
Out of her home.
That's where do you think babies live?
And people in the town of Atkinson, New Hampshire.
Town of 7,000 people, by the way.
We're like, hold up. Sorry, what did you just say you're opening? A what kind of spa?
A diaper spa.
And so they summoned her to a, like, town hall meeting.
God,
where she had to talk about business licensing and all of this shit. And the city was looking into approving the licensing. And so all of this stuff kind of came out about it.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, a change.org petition. From residents.
Change.org?
Yeah. Yeah.
$50 extra.
Where they were basically like, you're saying, like, one of the things they were advertising, she was advertising on the website, was like, we have lots of local playgrounds where you can come and, like, act out your fantasies. And they were like, you cannot bring this fetish shit into, like, where children are playing. And so that was it. And then what's funny is, like, that part was taken off of the website.
Uh-huh.
And so the change.org petition was there was, like, a thing where they're like, okay, well, that was technically the only thing we were petitioning. So all this other stuff, I don't know. I'm going to back out. Because I think people were feeling unsure of the right approach to these sort of services that quote-unquote doctor, which I'll get to in a second, Murphy says that she was offering. Because then all the language on the website, you know, in this, she says, you know, she's talking about hypnoregression, DBT, CBT, all this stuff. Like, she started to kind of change the thing that, like, no, I'm a therapist. This is really, like, she kept saying trauma-informed.
And causing. Trauma-causing.
Well, to many people that are even not involved. Trauma-informed approach to helping people understand their inner child.
Yes.
Now, I want to be clear. That's not at all what I believe the ABD... I always get this mixed
me
up.
Me too.
ABDL. The ADL. The ADL community...
They never change their diapers.
...is about.
So this is... I find it a little funny, too, because I got really into reading about the Adult Baby Diaper Lover Convention that I think has been like this month in Chicago.
Yeah.
That sold out, by the way.
Years and years it's sold out.
Some of the craziest folks, because there's no people in any of the pictures they post of past conventions because for obvious reasons. And so they're just like these like desolate like adult playgrounds. Do you guys remember when I collected all this?
That's so eerie.
In like hotel conference rooms. Do you guys remember? I sent you guys these a while ago. I got all these adult baby diaper lover TikToks, including this one guy who has the
Of course, I remember when I did not click any of those.
This guy with a secret room in his house is so crazy.
Isn't there a okay? I don't know if I dreamt this or if this is real.
You dream about this?
Isn't there a horror movie where there is? I feel like it's with
Is there an adult baby diaper lover horror movie? Because if there is, we should we can get into.
Who's the guy who died from Fast and Furious? Why am I forgetting this?
Paul Walker.
I feel like there's a Paul Walker horror film vehicle that features like some kind of like kidnapping story, and they walk in on this like playpen. Am I making this up?
I don't watch those kind of movies.
Me neither. And I don't know like
The plot on this Wikipedia article is way too long for me.
Is it Joyride?
Yeah,
that's what comes up.
It's what comes up, but I can't tell. Doesn't seem like a adult baby diaper lover focus. There's someone named Lily Sobieski in that?
That's a
crazy name. I don't know who that is. Lily is a kind of wild name.
I don't know.
But
she's an eyes wide shut.
There should be, I mean, I think adult baby diaper lover
is Running Scared?
Is rife for, Running Scared? Rife for a horror movie. But the convention in Chicago is crazy because I was looking at the Reddit, people talking about past experiences there too. And they're like, yeah, all of the staff were really nice to us. And like, you know, I prefer to stay at the hotel because you don't have to spend that much time in your street clothes. And like, you know, messing in the room in your diaper is like forbidden. And I just kept being like, yeah, I guess if I worked at a hotel, I would be so nice to somebody dressed like a baby. I'd be like, oh my God, you're going to do something crazy if I'm not nice to you. And like, what are you going to be me? I guess you could be like, what the fuck is up with the diaper? I'd probably say that too. But it is at the core of all of this is you're horny for pretending to be a baby and having sex. I mean, that's not like, let's not mince words here. That is what that is. It's not age play is also kind of the giveaway there because you might think that age play, oh, I'm playing while pretending to be a little Lego man or whatever. No, you're having play is in the term, like in the sense that like horny ass people say it would mean sex. And so you're like, I'm just a little baby. Let's have sex or whatever they fucking do. And so it's like, I guess I would be like, if I'm living next to this place, I'm like, I don't know about you guys doing the baby sex here.
Well, I think that it's very odd as a small business venture. And it's not something that like, just someone who's like, how do I expand my business would like think to establish unless they were already part of the community.
Oh, this lady is – there's no fucking way that this doctor is not diaped.
Well, again, I want to put doctors in quotes because it is unclear what that term means to her.
Well, DR stands for diaper rocker.
Well, I know, but I mean literally like I think that she calls herself – I don't think that she's a licensed doctor. So I don't know exactly where that's coming from. And it looked to me that a lot of the Atkinson hearings were sort of going in that road – like down that road trying to find out like exactly what she meant by licensed.
Yeah.
She's an MD. Many diapers.
Yeah, many diapers.
Yeah, I
do want to kind of like – because we've talked for a long time about doing an episode about this. And my idea for the episode was less so like kind of...
Look at these freaks.
Look at these freaks because I don't love that tact. Because I think there's actually maybe something more interesting happening here.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're from a psychological angle.
Yeah, because I don't know why. I'm like sort of taking this whole – through this whole episode. But like I don't love making fun of people for whatever kind of sex – and I don't mean in the
I'm going to disagree with you there. I'm going to disagree with you there. I think it's okay to make fun of someone for wearing a diaper.
Yeah, I just don't think it's that interesting. I think it's like low-hanging is what I'm going to say. And I think that on TrueAnon and to the TrueAnon community, we're capable of more. And I think that what's interesting is that this is clearly gaining more and more purchase with people. There's something about this particular fetish as opposed to the more mainstream BDSM, the more mainstream whatever people are into, like – that there's something about this at this moment that is really resonating with a lot of different people, and I find that very fascinating.
Yeah, I think to me, I'm just like, what is up here that is going on? I mean, there's some pretty obvious angles that you could figure it out from. But I'm just fascinated by like communities of freaks, I guess. Like, I'm not even like, I guess you could call me a hater in the sense that I think it's weird, but like, I think lots of stuff's weird. I'm just like, I like a community. And so like, I like, there's lots of like freak communities that I kind of keep an eye on. And I don't, I would agree, like, I really dislike a lot of the or all of the like lolcow, like Chris Chan shit. You know what I mean? Where like people like basically harass like a single person until they lose their mind.
Oh yeah.
And like,
that's crazy.
That, and that's like a pretty frequent thing with like freaks on the internet. So like, I don't participate in any of that. But I keep a private watch on many ABDL participants just because I'm fascinated by it. Because I think for me, like one of the things that like perversely attracts me to this is like, and this is true of a great deal of fetishes. I would say one of my worst nightmares would be waking up in a hotel in Chicago surrounded by other people with poo-poo in a diaper as a 34-year-old man. I would say that would – not my worst nightmares, but that would rank up in the top 100. And I'm fascinated by somebody who's like, that's their greatest fantasy.
But I also – I have just so many questions, and I want to ask if you – not – you. I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say. If you have worked in a hotel where one of these conventions has happened – hit the tip line, because I have so many questions about like logistics and also like afterwards.
After like cleaning?
Yeah, and just like what the situation is like.
You hose that motherfucker down.
Or if it's, what if it's very, you know, different than what we might think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got curiosities. Well, I will say that I do have a friend who accidentally stayed in a hotel when there was a furry convention happening.
Oh, yeah.
And she and her husband actually stayed in this hotel. And she was like, we didn't know. And, like, the people at the front desk were like, we're so sorry, but we have to tell you that this is going on. Like, please don't freak out. Like, we understand. She was like, it's fine, whatever. They gave him a discount or something. And the only thing she told me about it, because I was like, oh, my God, what? And she just said, the smell.
Oh, yeah.
And that alone, I was like, say no more. Say no more.
Furries are almost more mysterious to me than ABDL. Like, I'm, like, still – I know there's, like – it's like, a highly developed, like subculture.
Yeah, it's, like, another – it's another thing that feels very vintage.
And but it seems like there's, like, millions of them.
Yeah. But it's also, like, almost way more popularly accepted.
Yeah, because I feel like it's kind of, like, related to, like – it's, like, cosplay adjacent. You know what I mean?
I think they try to make it more cosplay adjacent.
Well, I when I was a kid, like 15, 16, we used to hang out with these guys. Well, I hung out with them for longer than this, but this guy is in this band called the Rotten Fucks in San Jose, and who are like crazy guys. And they would always go every year to like, and they were like the hardest partying guys I ever met. Like, they were the first guys I knew that smoked crack and shit. Insane teenagers. They would go to this science fiction, like nerd convention. I don't know of what kind in San Jose, and that was the first place I saw furries, because they wouldn't go to the convention. They would just walk around the hallways and see people having hotel room parties, and you'd end up doing like coke with. I didn't even know what I didn't know what cosplay or any of that stuff was, and I would see people dressed in like crazy outfits in these, like, and they were all like, I didn't participate in any of this, but like, there was very like hornier, it was a much hornier environment than I'd ever been exposed to. Like, it was sweaty.
But I feel like in general, furries kind of like mascot adjacent, like mascots had a very big moment in the early mid 2010s.
Yeah,
but remember Kanye? Like, they're like mascots had a really big kind of cultural moment.
Yeah.
And no, come on. And I feel like that's like when it hit, it's like kind of stride. But now it feels like more throwback.
I feel like it's just been integrated into culture now. Like, having a furry, like being, people know what a furry is. You know what I mean? Like, it's
and
like.
And so soon they'll know what an adult baby is.
Adult baby die. Because there is, and I tried to look this up last night, but then I was like, I'm just going to, I've been reading this book and I'm trying to take a bath a lot and read it. Nothing to do with the adult baby diaper lover, but I didn't do that so I could do that.
You know
Anyways,
who else takes baths?
What?
You know who else takes baths?
Who?
Babies.
Babies? Do they? Wait, really? Because I do, but I got the binky on in there. I'm sucking that motherfucker like a nipple mouse. Anyways, I was there's a brick and mortar diaper store for adults somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I also follow this like influencer diaper couple on Instagram. And like, I don't really use Instagram that much, but like, I'll like repost their things, and people will get so mad at
yes.
me.
Yes. So stop mad. Doing
but
that.
But I'm like, it's like a skater guy with tattoos with a diaper on. So funny. Because they're like kind of like 2013 style like hipster influencer people, but they're in diapers. I just think it's funny. Anyways, so I guess our weekend's plans are canceled. We're not going to Atkinson.
If you guys know more about anything we discussed today, or if now this has given you inspiration and you're like, oh, wait, maybe I do have a little hot tip. Maybe I do have a little gossip. Maybe I do have a question about skincare routines, chemical peels, lasers, different augmentations that perhaps Liz would know about. Hit the tip line, because this is my new favorite thing we're doing, because I had so much fun just talking shit with you.
Yeah, this was a fun little episode. Well, with that being said,
my name is Boyce, and I'm Fwee.
Wait.
You're Fwee?
I'm Foa.
Oh.
I'm Foa. My name
and
is...
And you're like, what, a southern baby.
My name is Boyce. I just came out the womb yesterday, and oh, it's so bright here in the Georgia sun.
I
think I might have made a little mess of some lemonade down the front of my diaper. Would you be so kind to fetch me a silk handkerchief that I might dab myself dry? I'm just a little baby. I just came into this world. I'm only 4 years old. I came out the womb because my mother decided that I needed some more nutrients from inside her uterus, and I was.
I don't think you know how any of that works.
Of course I don't. I'm just a baby. I haven't been to school yet, but I heard it's hard. Do you think that they have bathrooms there? Because I don't need one.
Young House of Cards.
Just now, I'm just imagining Lindsey Graham as an adult baby.
He would be so good. There
he
has to be.
Is an
who
adult
do you think
baby?
The most famous adult baby is? I got to be a politician or something like that.
Oh my God, that's
right?
Such a good.
Because also is, and let me ask you this.
I mean, Mitt Romney, but he already wears basically
the
diaper
Mormon,
because
that's
of
different.
Mormons.
That's different. They got their own
totally.
Fucked up shit going on.
Totally.
But also think about this. The famous like, I've been bad, spank me kind of guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, is that adult? That's
no,
like
no,
adult
no, no, no,
baby.
That's
a
like
little?
BDSM, but you're just on the flip side.
I know, but if you're like, mama or whatever, I've been like, you're kind of being a baby, but
no, but
your,
I feel like when we say adult baby diaper lover, first of all, the diaping is key. So that's such a good question. Here's another thing. Do you think any member of Congress is wearing a diaper right
absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. Members of, do you think Nancy Pelosi isn't wearing a diaper?
No, but I mean in a sexual way, not in a like, I'm an old person way.
Well, I don't know, because sometimes I would say that Feinstein would be your best bet, because when you have dementia, sometimes you get really weirdly horny. And so it could have been like, there could have been a sweet spot combo.
No, but you know what I mean. I do feel like Santos was probably our best bet.
I was probably a good bet, but I feel like he's probably like very like cut and dry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like he doesn't have time
right.
to mess around. Because
he's
with
a showman
thing.
On the
he's
outside.
He's a showman on the outside. Like
yeah.
he probably has like Santos
Freak
probably
streets,
has a pretty low body count. If you know what I mean, like, he doesn't have time for all that.
Interesting.
He's trying to get a check in a very roundabout way.
If any members of Congress are diaped up, hit the tip line.
Hit the tip line. Or even just local legislation.
This is such a good exercise. Who would be the most famous diaper lover?
I'm going to say it was probably some weird like 50s like actor. You know, like a like.
Oh, like there's an old timey like. There's, you know, some podcast is like, we uncovered the crazy story of how.
Our like, Southern Baby podcast.
Crazy Rex Harrison.
Yeah. Rex
who
Harrison.
No one knows or remembers was actually a like a very intense diaper lover and, you know, Scarlett Thornburg.
Yeah.
was, I don't know, whatever. She, you know,
was
what I'm saying.
She was his.
And then it's
going to
be like a Ryan Murphy
but
vehicle.
But like, if it's held together with a safety, like a giant oversized.
And somehow there's like a, you know, kind of murder angle. So it's like a Hollywood murder diaper
story.
I just
murdered that diaper.
I don't want to hear about any vintage shit. I'm sick of that. I want to know right now, at this moment, who
never
is
heard
the
your
fucking
voice break like that. Who's the most famous motherfucker out there?
Yes.
Who's peeing in that diaper?
Who's the most famous diaped up person? Anyone knows.
The
I
diapers,
know.
And let me tell you, with Biden's economy, the ADBL subreddit's complaints about diaper, adult baby diaper lover cost, oh, it's out of control.
That's funny.
Biden, bring that down. You can bring a key demographic in.
Or the Fed, keep raising rates and let's get rid of this fucking thing.
My question, yes, but my other question, sorry, we're going to sign off, but my other question
we're not,
is,
we're just
my,
doing whatever
my
we want.
Other question is this. Are there people who want to be really old in the same kind of way? You know what I mean? Who are like, oh, I'm just a withered old grandma.
Oh,
I
see. I
peed myself in my...
So it's like adult elder baby. Adult elder diaper lover?
Yeah, like frail elder diaper lover.
You find those people in the menswear community.
Really?
Who are like... People get up every day and dress up like an old man.
Yeah, I know, but like who are like, can you fetch my... came for me?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because I think that like that time of everyone's life is not associated with any kind of like sexual.
But it's wrong. Highly erotic. The Villages in Florida.
I'm still trying to rack my brain about famous diapers. I'm thinking like, do you think someone at the Oscars was wearing a diaper? And not for reasons
for
of
old.
Like,
not
oh, this
old.
Makes it easier.
I
you don't
see,
have
like,
to deal with
going. Doing it.
I don't think so. That's interesting.
I'm not De Niro himself, maybe, but like a guy like that.
I feel like this is a young man's fetish.
Because then you get into the point where you're like, wearing it in De Niro's age, you're like, you maybe need it.
Yeah, totally. Like, I feel like we're not talking about like Depends time.
No, I know that. But
there is a part of me that's like, do you think Newsom could dabble in it?
And yet I get in trouble for speculating. I think Newsom. I don't think.
I don't have a problem with Newsom.
Newsom is like doing some weird.
Yeah, that's like, American Psycho.
It's
shit.
It's like skin tight latex. He's coming out of like a. Yeah. His makes his
he's
wife
got those
lock
sheet
him in a
masks
trunk
on
or something. Yeah,
and it's like fucking murdering.
He just
no,
has
just
the
kidding.
Getty. The Getty's all pee in a jar, and he has to like, put flowers he planted in it or
totally.
Something. Ugh. Freak.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You they've done unspeakable things to that man throughout his life.
And he's welcomed it.
And he's welcomed it. He's loved every second.
Can't wait till he's our fucking president.
My name is Brace.
I'm Liz. We are, of course, as always, joined by producer Young Chomsky. And this has been Truanon. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Jeffrey Epstein.